special replay of Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. This program originally aired October 30th, 1993. Please do not call.
Once again, here I am. Hi, everybody. What a program this morning, huh? And it's all you. Thank you very much for a very, 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 very unnerving, entertaining, provoking evening. We're telling ghost stories, real ghost stories. If you have one, feel free to join us. If you don't, sit back and listen. Turn out the lights if you dare and the radio up. And you may well may want to tell us as the morning wears on how you're doing. Line one, you're back on the air again.
Okay.
And now, Pahrump, Nevada.
Yeah. I was playing football for him, and I think I was a junior, and we had an away game. So I was on the varsity bus, and my sister was on the junior varsity bus. And for some reason, the junior varsity bus got way behind us. And so we showed up at the high school, and I had the car with me. And so I decided to just stay there and wait for my sister with the car. And after everybody had left, I got in the car, and I laid the seat back just to go to sleep. And then next thing I noticed, the bus, the JV bus came, and I could see people walking out. I could hear the voices. I recognized the voices. Then I woke up and looked out, and nothing was there. I didn't think much of it because, you know, I just thought, oh, I'm just dreaming.
Dreaming, yeah.
I went back to sleep, and I saw the exact same thing again. I saw the bus. Saw the people getting out of the bus, heard the voices, but this time I knew I was dreaming, and I tried to wake up, and I had a hard time, but finally I woke myself up, looked out, and there was nothing there. So then I decided to go back to sleep. You know, that was a little scary, but I went back to sleep, and I saw the exact same thing, only this time I saw my sister walk up to the side of the car. She had one of her friends with her, and she was asking to be let in. And this time, and I knew I was dreaming again, but this time I had a real hard time waking up. And finally I had to scream just to wake up. And that time I decided I'm getting out of here. And so I just went home and decided to wait for the phone call at home. And I've grown up in the country, so, you know, being out in the country alone at night never really bothered me, but this really did. And
I understand. I think it odd that you knew you were in a dream. I've never had that experience. My dreams have always been as reality until I woke up and knew, you know, when you wake up, you know, you had a dream, right?
Uh-huh.
But I've never known in a dream that I was dreaming. That's odd.
And I lived about a half a mile from one of those houses of ill repute that you talk about. So you know how far I had to drive home.
I do. I thank you for the call.
All right, thanks.
And, yes, indeed. I know the area. Good morning on our... you would have been. Wild card line three. Instead, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. I have a little story. This goes back to... the early 70s.
Where are you?
I'm calling from Linwood, Washington.
All right.
AVI. My name's
yes.
Tom. I was traveling across Nevada from Idaho down to California, and it was early in the morning, and I was outside of Winnemucca about 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and I was by myself, and I'm out of breath. Okay. As I was driving along, it was out in the desert area, and it was absolutely virtually uninhabited.
Right.
And a car came up behind me with two inhabitants who they started following right on my bumper. And I became concerned because it became apparent that they were really interested in getting me stopped. And they would pull up alongside and motion me over and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid that, you know, I was afraid they were going to cause me some harm.
Salt you, rob you, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure, that'd be natural.
So, as we went along, this played out for several miles, and they kept motioning for me to pull over, and they come up alongside, and I became quite fearful. Well, the oddest thing happened. I had a flat tire, and I could feel the car start to sway.
Sure.
And I pulled up to a stop, and off to the right was a house, and this car pulled up along and stopped behind me, and I didn't know what to do. I was afraid to get out, and somebody came out of this house to a pickup that was running. I mean, this was the only house in the area. There was nothing else around.
Right.
And he walked out, and he looked, and one of the people in the car pointed to this guy, and then they went ahead and pulled on by me and took off. So I got out, and I looked at the man, and he was doing something around the pickup, and so I went ahead and got my tire out and changed it and went on my way. Well, this left, you know, it made me quite fearful.
Yes.
Well, on the way back from California back to Idaho, I looked for this place. I wanted to stop, and it left such a mark on me psychologically.
Sure.
I found the place. It was totally uninhabited. No windows, no doors. Just a little shack.
Yes. And what do you think happened to you?
I mean, I honestly don't know. I honestly feel that something something kept me from being harmed.
Something wanted to warn you.
Yes.
It's
these two guys away is what happened.
That's quite a story. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.